welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. As Jimi Hendrix would say, there must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. And I do like to tell a lot of jokes on this show and also steal other people's comedy acts. Now, my very special guest is Neil Sanders. And Neil, you've got a five-minute monologue for us or something of that nature.
Well, kind of. I mean, like, as I say, I've not been on this show before, and I'm very flattered and honoured to be on here. So I thought, you know, let's talk about the sort of things that got me interested in this whole caper. And what I'm talking about really is mind control, MK Ultra, which I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with it as a concept. MK Ultra is the umbrella term. It was started in 1953, but there were previous projects before that. And essentially the point of MKUltra was to create a Manchurian candidate, somebody that could be used as a spy or an assassin, somebody that would be able to... If anybody's unfamiliar with the film The Manchurian Candidate, you might have seen Zoolander, or you might have seen The Naked Gun. Like, that's the concept, turning somebody into an assassin that they don't know about this. And this is, again, it sounds like science fiction, but if you wanted to read my book, or there's numerous other ways you could find out that this is very real, and it was done through hypnosis, it was done through trauma, it was done through drugs, and it was done through various electronic means. But the film that actually got me onto it was a film that was released in 1962 called The Manchurian Candidate, and a lot of people may have seen this. It was based on a book that was written in 1959, of the same name, and it starred Frank Sinatra and Angela Lansbury. And in this, a man is hypnotically controlled by Chinese agents from Manchuria, and he is then utilized to assassinate a presidential candidate. It doesn't go quite right for him, but that's, you know, watch the film. It's a very, very good film. And I was very interested in this and started looking into the reality of MKUltra and stuff like that. But the other thing that I'm interested in is the sort of tangential connections to this. And one of them is starting with Frank Sinatra. I mean, Frank Sinatra obviously is the star of this film. People might not know. Frank Sinatra was married at one time to Mia Farrow. Mia Farrow was obviously in the film by Roman Polanski, which is called Rosemary's Baby. Rosemary's Baby was filmed at the Dakota Building in New York. The Dakota Building was where John Lennon was murdered. John Lennon was murdered by a gentleman called, he was supposedly murdered by a gentleman called Mark Chapman. He was probably murdered actually by a gentleman called Jose Perdomo, who we'll come back to later. But Mark Chapman was almost certainly under what we would term MK Ultra mind control, and he was what we would call a Manchurian candidate. He stood there and fired the gun. The gun probably contained blanks, as the wounds to Lennon were on the other side of him. But it was very similar to a gentleman called Sirhan Sirhan, who assassinated Robert Kennedy, and we will briefly come back to him later. Frank Sinatra was also friends with the Kennedys. He was friends with JFK, and he was friends with Robert Kennedy. He was also friends with Peter Lawford, who was the Kennedy's brother, and the influential Rat Pack, which also contained Dean Martin. Now, what was interesting was that Sinatra was he was connected to the Mafia very, very heavily. The Mafia were connected with drugs like LSD and the spreading of certain drugs like crack cocaine and other things like that, which are sort of societal mind control things. In The Godfather, there's the character called Johnny, I forget his name, I'm terribly sorry, but basically they make an offer that they can't refuse. They go to the film producer and say, he's in this film or you're dead. He doesn't take this seriously, so they put a horse's head in his bed. This was based on a real incident that involved Frank Sinatra, and the film was From Here to Eternity. He was the character, and his mafia godfather basically went to the producers of the film and said, no, you do this and that's it. The connection to sort of Hollywood and the Mafia are very, 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 very sort of strong. Sinatra's hairdresser, or more realistically, the person that actually put on his toupee, was a gentleman called Jay Sebring. Jay Sebring was one of the people that was murdered in the Tate murders by the so-called Charles Manson family. We don't have time to go into it, but like, there's a whole other story with that one going on. Jay Sebring was a drug dealer. Jay Sebring dealt cocaine directly to Marilyn Monroe, who was most likely a presidential model MK Ultra sex slave utilized by the Kennedys and the Mafia and various other people. And he also dealt drugs directly to the Kennedys. His friend Peter Lawford, who was also buying drugs from him at the time, was also providing prostitutes for the Kennedys. Another tangential connection to the film The Manchurian Candidate is Angela Lansbury. Angela Lansbury in the film plays the woman that is basically utilizing the hypnosis to get her son to kill people. Her daughter, unknown to a lot of people, her name was Deirdre Lansbury, or Dee Dee Lansbury. She was given a signed, personalized note because she was underage at the time to go and live with the Manson family. The Manson family that killed Jay Sebring, the friend of Frank Sinatra. Dee Dee Lansbury was not the only person that the Manson family were on very, very good friends terms with. The Dennis Wilson is obviously the one that people know. Charles Manson wrote at least two songs that appeared on the 2020 Beach Boys album. The Beach Boys, by the way, were almost certainly under MK Ultra control. If you know anything about the background of Brian Wilson and the trauma that he went under, and his incredible musical talent, then you know these sorts of things start to appear. Their manager Nick Grillo was also connected to the mafia, and Brother Records was used as a laundering foundation for mafia money in the movement of LSD, which was recently made illegal as a mind control project. One of the people that Charles Manson knew very well was Mama Cass. Mama Cass introduced him to the actor Michael Caine at Elvis Presley's house. Not only did he know Elvis Presley in the Doors, but Neil Young also basically tried to get Charles Manson and Bobby Beausoleil a record contract with Mo Austin of Warner Brothers Records. This was unnecessary as they already had a record contract with Brother Records. So those are the sort of tangential connections to mind control. We could also go into Sirhan Sirhan, who was almost certainly under mind control and was the murderer of, or was the apparent murderer of... Robert Kennedy. Would appear that actually the guy was a guy called Eugene Caesar, who was stood behind Robert Kennedy and had a gun of exactly the same caliber as the wounds, but was never questioned and had connections to intelligence agencies. So those are the connections to the Manchurian Candidate. So where do we get the concept of Manchurian Candidate? Because this film didn't just come from anywhere. This came from the concept of Soviet and Chinese or Korean brainwashing, and this came out of the Korean War, supposedly came out of the Korean War. Numerous US Marines were basically admitting to various war crimes and then denouncing the American regime and saying that they were actually going to become communists, and people couldn't believe this. There was a previous show trials involving people like Cardinal Metzger and stuff like that, which also sort of threw a spanner in the works, and people were thinking these people are under hypnotic control. It transpired that this was not true. These GIs had actually been told to admit everything, to admit to the war crimes, because nobody would believe them. And later this could be used as an excuse for mind control. They were also told to renounce their American citizenship and go along with the communists. This would be then used later as an excuse for American entry into mind control. The concept that basically China was and Soviet people were mind controlling people came from a book called Brainwashing in Red China. Brainwashing in Red China was written by Howard E. Hunt. Howard E. Hunt was a CIA agent and one of the Watergate burglars. He basically came up with the name brainwashing. It comes from a Chinese term, sai nao, which means to cleanse the mind. It was going to be called menticide, which is Latin for control of the brain or killing the brain or murder of the brain. I forget exactly, sorry. But they decided that a more human term would be far better. One of Howard Hunt's associates in the Watergate burglary was Frank Sturgis. Frank Sturgis worked with Jose Podermo for over 10 years. Jose Podermo was an anti-Castro CIA agent that just so happened to be the doorman on duty on at the night that John Lennon was murdered, supposedly by Mark Chapman. And so we see that all these things are basically tangentially connected. And so, I just thought perhaps people might like that. This huge, obviously, other strands that go off. You know, Manson is a whole other story. We've not really even touched on anything to do with MK Ultra, but hopefully that gives people sort of a taster of the webs that are spun, basically.
Yeah. And as South Park would say, mind control is bad, MK Ultra. And I do understand that there is so many tangentry connections, and when I explain to people something like if I just mention the word MK Ultra and you try to explain it, they start to think that you're a little bit nuts because you're mentioning all these different things that are connected by disparate connections. And the fact of the matter is, you're not educated enough to understand what I'm talking about, okay? If you were an ape and I started to try and explain to you physics or electrons, protons, neurons, morons, that kind of thing, you wouldn't have any freaking idea what I was talking about. And you go like, and try and beat me over the head with a banana, okay? This is how dumbed down we have all become. This is how uneducated we all are. And that's why, you know, shows like this have now gained a following, because people have realized, oh, my God, I really am a lot dumber than I thought I was, and it's time to get myself freaking educated, right? And it takes a long time, okay? How long did it take you to get indoctrinated, ladies and gentlemen? What did you do? You went into your kindergarten, which was originally a German concept after they outlawed homeschooling so they can get all the kids in and indoctrinate them to love the dear leader. Hmm? And then you go into primary school, the elementary, whatever, high school. And then after that, you go into your university. Maybe you do even further university study. You wind up getting a PhD. So you got, like, what, 25 years or so of mind control being practiced upon you. And that's just the education system, not including all of the other stuff that you have to absorb through mainstream media, your politicians, the medical industry, and so on and so forth. And you think that for some reason, somebody explaining to you something in 30 seconds or 60 seconds is somehow going to undo all of that? It takes years. Many, many years of deep thinking, hardcore studying, and a shockingly large amount of listening before you realize just how indoctrinated you truly were. Neil, can you please rattle off your website? We've got about 5 seconds.
Yeah, sure. It's neilsandersmindcontrol.com. And I'm also on Facebook if anyone wants to like me on Facebook.
neilsandersmindcontrol.com. We'll see you again.